conversations about how we live out our faith every day. Welcome to Connecting Faith.
Welcome to Connecting Faith. I'm Joe Bender. Thanks for listening this afternoon. Well, you just heard our mission there, that we want to help you live out your faith in a positive way and in a way that affects the way you live your daily lives. And so we're talking leadership today. Maybe you felt a nudge to move from being an ordinary leader to becoming an extraordinary one. Well, my friend, if that's you, then this show is definitely for you, and your listening today is by no coincidence. God has something powerful in store for you today as we talk leadership with my guest, Jenny Catron. Jenny is part of a central leadership team at Menlo Park Presbyterian Church in Menlo Park, California. She served for 9 years as the executive director of Cross Point Church in Nashville, Tennessee, where she led the staff and oversaw the ministry of its 5 campuses. Prior to joining Cross Point, she worked as an artist development director in the Christian music industry for 9 years. She lives in Menlo Park, California, and you can follow her on Twitter and Instagram. We'll have those listed on our page at myfaithradio.com. You can just click on Connecting Faith and learn more about Jenny that way after the show. For now, welcome to the show, Jenny.
Thank you so much, Joe. I'm looking forward to the conversation today and honored to be a guest. So looking forward to it.
Well, great. You know, you kind of begin with this definition of what it means to be extraordinary. Can you tell us about that and then we can get discussing it?
Sure. Yeah, it's I have always been just compelled by the idea of leadership and the significance of those of us that are in different leadership positions. And, you know, to some degree, all of us have influence, which is where leadership begins, is with influence with others. And so, you know, as I was in more and more places of responsibility and was responsible for leading teams of volunteers, teams of staff, I just found myself really kind of burdened by the need to be a great leader. And so that kind of led me on this journey of trying to figure out, okay, what does it mean to be a great leader? What does it mean to be an extraordinary leader? Because there are leaders throughout history that some were good and some were bad. And so I felt like we needed kind of another word tagged on to the word leader to kind of define what does it look like to really lead in a God-honoring way. So I, you know, went on this pursuit of what's extraordinary leadership, what does it look like, and how do you become it? And even just by definition, the word extraordinary means uncommon, unique. It just carries these words that suggest that there's something more significant about someone or something when they're extraordinary. And so that began my quest. And, you know, as a good student, I studied great leaders throughout history. I studied leaders throughout the Bible and, you know, looking for an example of extraordinary leadership. And I, you know, came upon, you know, what I believe, you know, where we kind of get the essence of extraordinary leadership from one of the most foundational elements of my faith right there in the Great Commandment, where Jesus is telling his followers to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, a really common commandment that we're all familiar with. And as I looked at that, I began to see, you know what, if the understanding of that commandment is that's our whole being, I think that's why Jesus uses those 4 elements, heart, mind, soul, and strength, is he's saying that's all of who we are. So we need to, you know, love God with all of that. Well, then I think as we look at leadership, we need to really look at it with that same lens of saying, how do I bring my whole self, my whole being to leadership? And that's where I began to see what I believe extraordinary leadership looks like, is when we can apply the Great Commandment to our leadership journey.
So, Jenny, you've written a book called The 4 Dimensions of Extraordinary Leadership, and in that, you do talk about leading from your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. So why don't we unpack that a little bit and talk about each of those dimensions so that we can hear your personal stories as well as why you think that's significant to be an extraordinary leadership. Let's just start with heart.
Yeah. And part of this journey for me, you know, you referenced my kind of bio and that I had started, my early career was in the music business, so very much a corporate setting. And a lot of what was praised, acknowledged, rewarded, promoted on was my performance. It was, you know, the fact that I'm a very strategic leader. I would get a lot of stuff done. But what I discovered that is I was often not seeing people in that process, which is kind of, you know, the antithesis of leadership, because leadership really is about people and leading people. But in my early days of leadership, I was really focused on getting stuff done. And so I really lacked heart in my leadership. And I don't think it's a coincidence that even in those four things, the heart, soul, mind, and strength, heart is listed first, because ultimately leadership comes back to people and our relationships with people. And so the heart side of leadership is really that relational component. It's really seeing people. It's slowing down to see people and see who they are and what they need, and having the emotional intelligence to recognize how we influence others and what impact we're having on them, and understanding their needs and their strengths and their preferences, and being able to help draw the best out of people. And so I think the heart is really the start of leadership, because you have to learn to really love people and see them as human beings that you get the sacred responsibility of leading.
So talk a little bit more about that. Why is it so important, if we're leading other people, to really get to know them and allow them to get to know us so that we can lead them? Why is that so important?
You know, I think that, and particularly for those in ministry, or, you know, if you're part of a church and you're on a volunteer team, so many times we're in situations where we have to lead and motivate people, and there's no paycheck associated with that, you know? And so the ability to really find what intrinsically motivates somebody and compels them to be a part of whatever it is that you're leading, whether it be in ministry or in the marketplace, or, you know, just even neighbors, families, and friends, that when you can really connect with who they are as a human, you can see some of their strengths, and you can help connect their strengths to the vision of the ministry or the organization that you're a part of. You really help them bring their God-given gifts to life, along with accomplishing the mission that you're collectively called to. And so I think there's just something really beautiful that happens when you begin to see people and their uniqueness, and you compare that with the ministry and the message of the organization. So it really comes back to seeing that people are the core of this. You know, even if you go back to the Great Commandment, it's, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others. You know, that's the second part of that commandment. It's love God, love others. And so really the heart of leadership is really seeing people and helping bring their gifts to life as well.
I'm talking to Jenny Catron. She's written a book called The Four Dimensions of Extraordinary Leadership, and she has much experience in leading people. She's currently currently at Menlo Park Presbyterian Church, but she's also served as an executive director for Crosspoint Church in Nashville and an artist development director in the Christian music industry for 9 years. Hey, Jenny, one thing that I was reading at the beginning of your book was you found it a little bit funny how to describe your current position as the shared resources leader. You weren't a director, you weren't a manager. People didn't know what it meant. So why do we have so much trouble with this term leader and knowing what it means?
Yeah, you know, it is funny when we put that as my title instead of director or, you know, manager or whatever, it was cumbersome to people. And I think it goes back to this, we've created such a broad definition, I think, in just in our culture of what the word leader means, you know, that people don't know how to put hooks on it. You know, they don't know what exactly that means. And that was part of my discontent as I was, you know, even working on leadership has been a passion for me ever since I can remember. And so I would have strong opinions about what leadership was, but you learned that people bring all kinds of different perspectives to that. And so it was just fascinating to see that people didn't know what to think about my role, because the title just, you know, was a little bit cumbersome. And so that was, you know, it was kind of this, in fact, for me, I believe it's like, we kind of need a new definition of leadership. Cause I think John Maxwell is the one that says leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And I love John Maxwell and, you know, have read so much of his stuff and learned so much. But I think sometimes that definition alone can leave it just really wide open, because influence can be good or bad. It can be used positively or negatively. And the tension for me was to say, I want leadership just by its definition to be a good thing, an extraordinary thing. Like I want the understanding of leadership to mean we're making positive, powerful impact in the lives of people that we're really entrusted to influence and steward. Mm-hmm. And so it was rather humorous, but kind of telling in that I think sometimes the word leader can just be a little ambiguous to people.
You can find out more about Jenny Catron and her book, The Four Dimensions of Extraordinary Leadership, on our website at myfaithradio.com. Up next, more on leadership with visionary Eric Samuel Tim and how to lead with a sense of adventure. We'll be right back on Connecting Faith.